Senior news analyst Daniel Schorr has been reporting on State of the Union speeches since the Eisenhower administration.
Last night's State of the Union address had been billed as mainly domestic, focusing on Social Security reform. But the serendipitous timing, following a successful election in Iraq, made foreign policy an almost irresistible subject for President Bush. One way to measure the tenor of the speech is to count the emblematic words. Last night, Mr. Bush mentioned democracy 8 times. 4 years ago, it wasn't mentioned at all. Freedom was mentioned 20 times. 4 years ago, it got 8 mentions. Indicative also were the guests seated in the gallery with the First Lady. Nothing drew more applause, and even some tears, than the embrace between the mother of a Marine killed in Iraq and an Iraqi woman who had risked her life to vote last Sunday. The accent last night was on cooperation. A typical sentence, "Our nation, working with allies and friends, has confronted the enemy abroad." Or, "To promote peace and stability in the broader Middle East, the United States will work with our friends in the region. On Iran's nuclear ambitions, we are working with our European allies." The president signaled a more active engagement in the budding Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will meet in Jerusalem next weekend with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. And to grease the wheels of diplomacy, the president announced a $350 million grant to the Palestinians to promote reform. Mr. Bush also took the occasion to warn Syria to end support for terrorists and to open the door to freedom. The president had adopted a markedly different tone than his unilateralist speeches of the past. Rather than talking of possible preemptive action against members of the Axis of Evil, Mr. Bush talked last night of working with allies and supporting movement towards freedom and democracy. This is Daniel Schorr.